Thursday, and our friend Jasper van Bessem from Holler Trails has returned to the studio, looking very fresh. Obviously, things are happening out in the trails. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, well, fresh, I don't know. It's hot out there. Well,
and of course, the load shedding means all the electrician, the air conditioning, it's finished. No fans blowing. We have to make our own wind.
Yep.
Oh, man, hell. But
luckily, everything is going on at Sugarish Park.
Well, you see, this
is the generator and things, business as usual.
Yeah. You can still do coffee, and that's the main
Absolutely,
thing, as
yes.
we discussed. So today we're going to be talking about a few statistics that we discussed last week. You were going to come back with figures. It's good to know.
Yes. Let's actually, it's nice to know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of guesswork, but with the data from ourselves, with the data from a survey that we had, we actually came to the conclusion that we had 122,000 rides on our trails.
Wow. Yeah. 122,000 bikes and feet over the... So that's rides, that's
rides
not runs.
Only, just, yes.
So that's,
yeah.
So that's one... That's a hell of a big number.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, one tends to think of trails as being fairly low impact in terms of wear and tear on the trail. But with that kind of volume of traffic, that requires a huge amount of maintenance.
Actually, yes and no. If you make trails the wrong way, it does require maintenance. Mm. If you cut trails the right way, that people don't need to brake, it actually is a lot less stress on the trails.
So it's like working with the contours and not creating the kind of thing that erosion forms and washes away and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it's also the nicest way of riding.
So it's a huge volume of regular lovers of Holler Trails. Just goes to show what a service you're providing. And obviously, there are multiple users. So that doesn't mean necessarily that number of people, because obviously there are repeat riders. And I mustn't use the word obviously too obvious, because it becomes a bit of a trap. But it still goes to show how busy Holler Trails is.
Yeah, and how passionate people are about their rides. Yeah. Some people ride a couple of times per month, some people ride a couple of times per week.
Interesting.
Actually, if we've added all the kilometers up at the average length per ride, which is about 30 km, some people really do some long distances. We're at 3.7 million kilometers per year that's ridden on our trails.
Wow. See, when you look at it like that, you realize just what an important part of life in this part of the world the Holler Trails provides, because where else would people go? I know there are options to ride off the trails, but then, you know, you're looking at safety and you're looking at convenience and you're looking at comfort, you're looking at the trail ahead when you return, the facilities that are there.
That's also what the number of people on our trails actually makes it possible to pay for the maintenance, make it safe.
It's a very symbiotic relationship. Yeah. We kind of need each other.
Yes.
And very important. But it's good to know. These figures goes to show that it's not a flash in the pan kind of here today, gone tomorrow. This is a very, very viable and solid operation.
Absolutely. Of course, cycling has grown tremendously over the past years.
Mm.
I think it's stabilizing a little bit, but the area is growing. So
interesting. In South Africa, cycling has always been a bit of a marginal thing, because in Europe, where you come from, it's a way of life. You commute because firstly, it's flat. Secondly, there's no carbon emissions. Thirdly, there's no congestion problem, etc., etc. For very, very good reasons.
Yeah.
You use cycle transport as functional transport. In South Africa, it's generally been considered to be an elitist sport. There used to be a lot of bicycles on the road for school kids and things like that back in the day.
Not anymore.
No, because it's fairly flipping dangerous. That indicates to me that there was at one stage a great love for cycling, but the problem is the fact that there's no cycle lanes and there's fairly dangerous traffic, and the patterns have become dense and more dense, more difficult to navigate. And one would have thought, therefore, that cycling would have died away completely. But no. Because of the recreational cycling trails like Holler. In fact, it's probably, as you said, one of the fastest growing sports in the country.
Yeah, but mountain biking specifically is so exciting. It's so much fun. You go to so many nice places.
Well, you know,
commuting is just, well, going from A to B and a little bit of exercise.
Mm.
But adding all these fantastic things we have on our trails, that makes it so much fun.
And if you ever want to experience it without actually being on a bike, you can go to YouTube and just have a look. There are so many clips from those helmet cams of people doing fairly exciting single lane and really extreme mountain biking. And the heart goes and the adrenaline pumps and you're not even there. I mean, you're sitting watching.
I don't know. It's nice to see those things. It gets me on my bike,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the reality for most people. Most sure. people just are out there enjoying the views, feeling the wind through their hair.
And it's a wonderful way of life, generally speaking. And there's so many added attractions to it. Obviously, there's the health aspect and the social aspect. It goes without saying. You meet really good people. But there's also so many cool things to buy. I mean, have you noticed how many gizmos and gadgets? Because that's part of it, hey? You know, when you get the gear. And
everyone likes his toys, yes.
Oh, there's so many bits and pieces, some of which we've discussed on the show have been laughed out of court. My rear view mirrors, for example, were not considered to be a must have. But
I haven't seen any rear view mirrors on the trails.
I noticed. I still think it's a very good idea to be noted what's coming up behind you. But, you know, then that's from motorcycling days. But there are really good gadgets as well. All those toolkits and things that are becoming more and more convenient to carry in the frame of the bike. The e-bike phenomenon with all the gadgets that come with that. There's now all sorts of. I've noticed the trend in lifestyle gadgets that go onto the bike so that you can take a ride out to a beautiful spot and have a picnic, for example. You carry all your gear with you and then you get back on the bike and you go. Have you noticed those things? Cooler boxes and things
like
that?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to show you the sights. You must start looking at them.
So every now and then it's actually family going out with a backpack with the kids and riding a little bit, putting out a plate, doing a picnic.
But you see,
it's more the exercise orientated people on our trails.
Okay, well, you see, depends on sure it's horses for courses. But guys like me, you know, I like the Jeep because I can buy all the toys that goes with it. You know, that sort of thing. So I buy the bike, and I want to buy all the toys as well.
I realize I actually found the trick to get you on the trails. We just organize a picnic, promise you some nice food and drinks.
Well,
and
I'll bring my own. I mean, I can, as long as I got all the gear to go. You know, seriously, these sites that you can look at to, you know, you want to upcycle your bike a little bit, put in one of those dropper posts that maybe gives your bike a bit more of this and more of that, and you can change it. You know, there's all sorts
you
of...
You don't want to know that there's even fashion on bikes with colored trends that there used to be the skin wall tires that's, well, common now. Then there's oil slick, which is like an oil-like coating on parts, which, well, the must-have, you cannot ride your bike without.
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, I noticed that during COVID, a couple of the cycle stores that sold accessories and bits and pieces that sadly didn't survive, but there are those that did survive doing well and going strong. There's the Trek bike outlet just down the road from us. You've got your rental fleet through them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very
yeah.
good resource.
Yeah.
There's the specialized guys. What are they called?
Concept Cyclery.
Concept Cyclery. Very, very, very good. Very useful.
Absolutely.
And very friendly. So the thing is, you need to support them as well.
And luckily, there is stock in the shops. So go out and they actually have something to offer.
Yeah. Not only, you know, obviously there's stock and that's exciting, but they've got great advice, generally speaking. So if you want to ask questions, and because they also attract people of like-minded nature, so you'll find that you've got the fellows in the store that work there, but then there's also generally people that are in there like you and I. We're there because we want to have a look.
They hang around.
Yeah.
They look at all the things they
and the
could
next thing
buy,
you're having a marvelous conversation and a cup of coffee, and it's just a way of life. It's fantastic. Yeah.
But the nice thing about these local bike shops is these people working there, they actually ride bicycles themselves and they ride on our trails, so they are the ones that can give the best advice for getting a bike on our trails.
And I was amazed to discover at the cycle store the other day how many cycling champions are training and residing during their training period here in Ballito. Apparently, in terms of the world top 10, there are quite a few of them are right here, right now.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Youngsters, the school programs, it's such a good thing.
Yeah.
They're so competitive. These youngsters, they are very, very good in our area.
Yeah, I see. We carried an article in the Life and Style mag I think the previous to this current edition, or might be in this current, that lovely, what do you call it, the Eroica Trail in Cape Town or in the Winelands.
It's actually a world series. Every continent has got its own Eroica.
Okay. So I was just thinking, why don't you bring something like that to Holla?
We've done it. There's actually the Durban Vintage Bicycle Club.
Oh, really?
What?
So they come out occasionally and then
they come out occasionally. They're old steel bikes with chrome and...
So just changing it up a little bit.
There's skinny tires.
Something for everyone. Yep. Wonderful. And looking at that part of the cycling fraternity, they're also very keen on, I've noticed, again on YouTube, how many people throughout the world find old bikes that would be, you know, written off or consigned to the old scrapyard or the attic, and they're redoing them.
Yeah,
they're bringing them back beautifully.
Put so much love and TLC in those bikes. That
and they look so cool. I mean, obviously upgrading them to new components, some of them. Lovely spray jobs and great rims and tires. It's a great hobby. It's wonderful.
Yeah, the difficulty is the moving parts with those older bikes.
Are they?
They wear out and you cannot get anything from that era anymore.
Okay, well, luckily so we've got to
you see them on the trails, the people riding them, they're really, really very careful with them.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that you cannot ride a proper trail with these bikes.
Well, you've done it. You've got a couple, haven't you?
Absolutely. I have quite a few old bikes and I can ride every single trail with them.
Just goes to show.
It may be not as fast as a modern full suspension bike, but you get everywhere.
But lots of fun.
And in style.
That's the point. You can do it your way. And the nice thing about it is no one is judging. You go out on the trail and you have fun. That's the main thing. Have fun.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the experience. So this weekend, what's it looking like weather-wise?
Nice weather. Slight bit of small chance of rain, but we can actually use some more rain. It's not a problem. Our trails deal with the rain very good.
And the pink route is open. The green route is functional. Blue route is looking.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's what is still under construction?
Plenty of options from, well, very easy to long and hard.
So there's plenty to ride, even though there are still trails that are under construction and will be for the foreseeable future as well.
We hope to have everything back to normal by just before the holiday season. It's going to be a lot of work, but
it's getting there.
Absolutely.
And we hear about it every week on 88 FM on the afternoon show with Jasper van Wessen. He's the trail boss. He's the man that keeps everything going right on the Holla trails. And very, very nice to have you on the show this afternoon, Jasper. We'll catch up in a week's time.
See you on the trails.
Indeed. And the show continues with the Cranberries.
listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Leaky roof. Need a waterproofing solution? Or maybe your roof just looks dirty, tired, rusty, or even moldy. Refresh your roof with Hybrid Rubber, the ultimate waterproofing and roofing solution. Now available in Bolito and throughout the North Coast. Available in a range of colors, Hybrid Rubber is cost-effective and ready to be rapidly applied by the local professional team. It's water-based, resistant to mold and algae, rehabilitates rust, and is UV and all-weather resistant. Hybrid Rubber's unique formulation makes it suitable for all roof types, from tile to metal, asbestos, concrete slabs, and even thatch. Contact Ashley for a free quotation on 083-955-2958 or email ashley@hybridrubber.co.za. Hybrid Rubber, your ultimate waterproofing solution.
The all-new Toyota Starlet has arrived at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, offering the Toyota promise of quality, durability and reliability. The Starlet offers complete peace of mind and fun-packed value for money motoring. Powering you to the office or those weekend getaways is a more powerful new 1.5-litre four-cylinder petrol engine delivering performance with incredibly low fuel consumption. And it's ready to play, loaded with all the interior tech to make every journey unforgettable. Visit the team at Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito to check it out. We know you're going to love it.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the... Yesterday, another 7 years bad luck.
Are you scared to look in the mirror? With Skin Renewal's non-surgical based technologies, there's no need for poor self-reflection. Whether you suffer from worrisome wrinkles, sagging jowls or swinging batwing arms, call us today. We'll help you turn the mirror on the wall into your best friend. Skin Renewal, the elixir of you. Call 0861 Skin SA or visit skinrenewal.co.za.
88 FM. Live from the center of Bolito.
Experience extraordinary living for the best years of your life at Coral Cove, my internationally awarded Aurea Senior Living. Located within the safety, security and serenity of Zululami Luxury Coastal Estate on the shores of Sheffield Beach, Coral Cove offers a unique continuing care retirement community with direct beach access. With a focus on social, hassle-free living, Coral Cove's features include an outdoor and indoor heated swimming pool, air-conditioned cinema, entertainment facilities, an elegant restaurant, a vibrant coffee shop, a fully equipped wellness center, and a state-of-the-art care center catering for assisted living, frail, and dementia care. Offering beautifully designed freestanding houses and apartments with sea views and private beach club access, Coral Cove is the first of its kind in the world and a new gold standard for senior living. To find out more, visit www.aurea.co.za or call 087-537-0539.
Die net inskryfbehoeftes verseker jou 'n veilige, vinnige en doeltreffende inkoopjaarvaring. Met 1018 is terugskool toe soveel makliker, die plaaslike en lekker manier. Besoek hulle by Crowton Corner of skakel hulle op 032-586-1690.
The Voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
You should know. stranger is inspired, but he isn't always evil, and he is not always wrong. Though you drown in good intentions, you will never quench the fire. Don't give in to your desire when the stranger comes along.
Sarah Pink and Willow Sage Heart, Cover Me in Sunshine, bringing us to the top of the hour and the new